Episode 193.
Late Night Internet Marketing.
This week on the Late Night Internet Marketing Podcast, we're going to get real about all of those crazy goals you're setting for 2020. Are they realistic, and are you doing more harm than good? All this and more on the Late Night Internet Marketing Podcast.
The Late Night Internet Marketing Podcast.
You've been working for somebody else, but you want a business to run yourself. You want to know how to start and where to begin. Can you get out your comfort zone, my friend? Yes, you can do it right when it's late at night. At the end of the day, your dreams burning inside. And you will find that you're building your business one night at a time.
And now, broadcasting late at night from a little studio in the big state of Texas, your host, Mark Mason.
Hey, how is everyone doing? I am Mark Mason. I am your host for the Late Night Internet Marketing Podcast, coming to you from the little studio in Dallas, Texas, where the Christmas decorations are all put away. It's the first of the year, and that's the time when we all seem to turn our attention to things we want to accomplish in the year. And I don't know about you, but the conventional wisdom of setting up these big, audacious, sometimes smart goals, you know, goals that are specific and attainable, all of that kind of measurable, you know, all that acronym stuff, that always feels really good to me in very late December. I'm so excited because I'm thinking about all these big things and I'm throwing around these numbers about how I'm going to grow my business in the coming year and all of that. And I think a lot of people do this. They have this approach where they dream, and their goal setting process has a lot of dream component to it. And they imagine what they would like to be able to say at the end of the year. And that's really great. I really encourage that. I think that's a super fantastic process for getting your juices flowing. But I also talk to a lot of entrepreneurs who at the end of the year, they haven't achieved their goals. And I'm certainly one that falls into that category. A lot of times I have set goals in December of the previous year, and I get to December of the following year, and I didn't even come close to really working on the goal. I just didn't keep it in front of me. I didn't execute. Maybe it was unrealistic. Maybe I didn't have the right motivation, but I have this situation sometimes where I set a goal and I didn't really make progress. And in fact, a lot of times for me personally, if I'm honest about it, I get looking back over the years and there have been this repeating pattern of times when I've identified goals that I didn't even really work on in a way that I could be proud of during the year. And so when it came to December to set next year's goals and I look back at the goals that I set the year previously, well, guess what? In some cases, I didn't even really work on goals. I had almost even forgotten what they were. And that's just crazy, but I think it's real. Now, of course, I do achieve a lot of goals. I make a lot of progress in my business. A lot of things go well for me. It's not like I'm this tragic figure who never has any success, both in my online business and in my day job and with my family. I have a blessed life, but the fact of the matter is that if I'm honest about these goals that I actually write down and actually go off to do, my hit rate is not so great with those. And maybe that's okay. Maybe the idea is to throw spaghetti on the wall and see what sticks, as they say, to set 10 goals and be thrilled when you achieve 3 of them. After all, that's how it works in baseball. You go up to the plate 10 times, and 3 times you get a hit and you're a Hall of Famer and you're making millions of dollars. And maybe that's the right way to set goals, but somehow I don't think so. somehow I think a more intentional approach is appropriate. And certainly in my day job in a Fortune 500 company with engineering goals and business goals, we don't expect a 30% success rate on the goals we set. In fact, my management expects me to hit 100% of my goals. And when I don't, sometimes it's okay because we make good business decisions, but that's very intentional. Those decisions are all very intentional. It's certainly not the case that we roll into December and we didn't really get done what we said we were going to do due to a lack of focus. We don't do that. And so why is that okay in an online business? And I submit to you that it's not okay. And I am not the only one, apparently, because when I talk to other online business people about this, they say they have similar experiences from time to time. Now, these aren't the ones you hear about, because when people are talking about their goals, typically they're doing a little editing. They're saying, well, I set these goals and I achieved them. And I think oftentimes they're not talking about the goals that they didn't achieve, or they're revising history. And I'm not saying people are inherently dishonest on this topic. I'm just saying that people tend to talk about the things that went really well for them. And oftentimes, and certainly true for me, people do set goals and those goals are achieved. And so that, those are the ones that you hear about. So if you're feeling alone, if you're feeling that you aren't able to achieve your goals and you're the only one, if you feel like you're the only one and you're on this island and you're just this failure who can't get things done, you're not the only one. There's a ton of us who set aspirational goals at the beginning of the year and then we don't get them done. So what should we do about this? I mean, I think it's true. Even if you feel like you do a pretty good job and you don't feel like you're one of these people who really needs more help getting their goals achieved, it's still probably true that it's useful for you to get better at it. And that's certainly what I'm trying to do. And here is the thing that I think makes sense, the process that I would like to see you use for getting your goals achieved in 2020. And this is what I'm doing. And this, based on the research that I've done on this topic over the last several years, this is clearly the right approach. And it's clearly the thing that helped me do more in 2019 than I've ever done before. And I'm going to employ this again, even more aggressively in 2020 to get my goals accomplished. And I think you can apply this to get your goals accomplished in 2020 as well. So in the support of this, I want to give you a recipe. I think this is the simple recipe for how you need to go about setting goals and achieving them on an annual basis for the rest of your life, however you do it. This is the recipe that, after everything that I've looked at, all of the research, this is the way to do this as far as I'm concerned. So it's a six-step process, and I think it's very straightforward, simple, and executable. This is the thing that I think is the big problem with a lot of these goal-setting methodologies, is they don't really offer you a clear recipe. I'm going to offer you a very clear recipe that I think will make sense to you here. So the first step, I want you to reconnect with your vision. Now, this sounds like some goofy stuff, right? But I want you to spend a moment remembering what it is exactly that you're trying to achieve in general. What is your vision for the future? Maybe you're in your car right now on your way to your day job, and your vision for the future is a future where you don't have to drive into work because you have your own business, and that business is supporting your family. And maybe for you, that means that the business makes $250,000 a year in revenue, and that you're able to keep $100,000 of that for yourself. Maybe that's your vision, something specific that you can see. And that allows a lifestyle for you where you're able to take care of your aging mother, or maybe you're able to spend more time with your kids and walk them to school every day. Whatever your vision is, make sure you're still clear on that. Because one of the things that I see all the time is when I ask people, why it is that they're working their tail off to build this business or whatever it is that they're working on, they can't answer. And so I want to make sure that you can really answer that question. Why is it that you're doing the do that you do? And if you're not sure, that's okay, because it's not an easy question, but I want you to go on a discovery process that really uncovers what that real overriding reason is for doing the things that you do. Maybe you have a very important message that you want to get out to people. Maybe it's more self-centered than that. Maybe it's that you like nice things and you need money for nice things, and that's really what makes you happy. There's no judgment here, but you need to be clear on what it is that's fueling your journey, why you're doing what you're doing, and make sure you have a vision for what that looks like. Don't fall into the trap of building a job that you don't want later on. So that's the first thing. And that's an exercise that's best done in writing. So I definitely recommend that you write that down and you revisit that from time to time and make sure that you still understand why it is that you're doing what you're doing. And it's still true, because as you know, things can change. So that once you've got this, you're in this flow and you've got this idea of what the future is, I want you to imagine an outcome at this time next year that would move you along in the journey. So this is what you would normally think of as a goal for the year. I want you to think about a thing that could happen for you in this year. And if that thing happened, that would move you further along in your journey. So for me, I'll give you a concrete example and maybe it will help you. My business goals, my big vision is really about being successful, and that can mean a lot of different things, and helping people along the way. That's my vision is a lot more complicated than that, but the big picture is I want to be successful at what I'm doing online with late night internet marketing, and I want to help people along the way. And the one thing that I'm sure of that would help me do that, would help me be successful, would help me generate revenue to support the business and allow me to do the things that I want to do, would help people along in their journey, is to get my course released. And we're going to be talking about this course. It is coming out this year. You'll be hearing more about it, but it's an affiliate marketing course. I know that's a thing I need to get done this year. So I don't need to just release it. By the end of the year, I need to have released it. The marketing machine needs to be working for that course, and I need to have sold a certain number of copies. Let's pick a number. I have a number, but let's pick a number, 1,000 copies. So let's say by the end of December, I need to have 1,000 copies of this course sold and out in the wild. Okay, that's my goal. Your goal is going to be different, but you see that that's a goal. It's very specific and measurable, and it has a number, and it supports my bigger vision of achieving something that helps me be successful and also helps other people. That's kind of where I'm headed with that. And so you need something like that, something that you can really do in a year. Be careful not to pick something for this year that is something that you can't really achieve, or that's so far out of bounds that you know it's unrealistic. For example, I could say, I want by the end of the year, I want to have 5 courses and I want them to generate $500,000 a quarter. That's certainly theoretically possible. I mean, it's not outside of the realm of possibility, but given my life and my situation and the level at which I'm making progress, that's not a realistic goal. So I want to make sure that you stay dialed in on something that if you're able to achieve, you'll feel amazing about it, but it's not outside the realm of possibility. So that annual goal, that's where most people would normally have stopped. I think a lot of people stop at 2. They identify a goal, or they identify 10 goals, and they say, okay, these are my goals for this year, and now I'm done. I'm going to write that down maybe if I'm lucky, and I'm going to put that away. And then by the middle of January or February, they don't even remember where they put that piece of paper. Okay, that's the problem. And that's the sticking point that I see for a lot of people. So that brings step 3. And I think this is really the key thing. And this is the teaching that you will find in a book called 12-Week Year. I want you to break that goal down into four consecutive steps that if you complete those steps, you are likely to complete that goal. So for example, if I'm going to have this course and sell 1,000 copies, I need to create and release the course. Okay, that may be step one. I need to actually promote the course with a launch or some kind of big thing to get it out there to more people than just my list. That might be step two. Step three might be I need to create an evergreen webinar funnel so that this course can sell on autopilot throughout the year and forevermore. And then step four might be I need to promote this new proven successful evergreen webinar funnel to affiliates so that I can grow my revenue. And by the end of the year, those four things will add up and meet my target of 1,000 copies sold. So that's the kind of thing I'm talking about. A four tasks that you can split up into 12-week chunks that you can achieve during the year that will allow you to achieve this big goal. Now suddenly it's more real. Instead of sitting at my desk late at night worrying about how in the world I am going to sell 1,000 copies of this course that doesn't even exist, now I'm just worried about the first of the four goals, which is getting the darn thing released, right? I'm not focused on goals that I can't even work on yet. I'm just focused on that first goal, that sub goal, that 1/4 of the task, which is getting the course out there. And that's what I want you to do. I want you to break your goal down into four major tasks that, when done in sequence, will result in the successful completion of your goal. And by the way, I don't want you to have 10 of these goals that you're breaking down into four. I want you to have three. I think any more than three is really very unrealistic. You can have other things that you're working on, but as far as the as major goals that you're going to have where you're going to say, these are my goals for 2020. I'm going to achieve these no matter what. I do not want you to have 10 of those. I want you to have three. No way you're going to get 10 done. Okay. Well, I've got these four goals, and you know, basically we're talking about quarters of the year. So every 3 months, this is from the book 12-Week Year, which I definitely invite you to read, Brian Moran. If you haven't read that book, it's an easy read. I want you to break those down further into 12 tasks. Now, for something like course creation, maybe I've got 8 modules that need videos created for them, and I've got another set of collateral that needs to be created, and I've got to get the sales page up, and I've got some other stuff that I've got to do, and that ends up, I'm able to break those into about 12 weekly tasks. That means that in week 2 of my 12 weeks, I know exactly what I need to do in order to get that done. Now, this is an amazing thing because instead of being lost in this big goal where you're not sure what to do next of sell 1,000 copies of something that doesn't even exist, you know that this week your goal is to complete module 2. It's really that simple, right? You've got something very specific to work on. And guess what you're going to do with that? You're going to commit as part of this step into breaking these down into what you need to do today. So every week you're going to be prepared on Sunday night. You're going to say, I know this week I've got to do task number 3 of these 12 tasks. And so that means tomorrow on Monday, I need to do the outline for module 2. Very, very specific action that you can take. Now, I'm not asking you to break all these down ahead of time. All I'm asking you to say is to pick a goal for the year, break it down into 4 chunks, and just with that first chunk, I want you to break it down into 12 weekly tasks that you can complete in the first 3 months of this year. And then when you get to the planning for your week, for this week, then I want you to go ahead and break that down into daily tasks that you need to complete tomorrow in order to advance that goal forward. it's going to be an amazing thing, because once you do these things incrementally, at the end of the quarter, you will be 25% complete towards this goal that you've set for the year. So that makes the fifth item that you're going to absolutely commit to execution every day. So here's where we are. We've got a vision. We've got a goal aligned with the vision. We know what we need to do this quarter so that we can achieve that goal at the end of the year. We've broken that down into weekly chunks, so we know what we need to do this week. And your commitment is simply that every day you're going to work on advancing those weekly goals. And this is completely consistent with what I've always said, which is work on your business every day. It's very clear that for that day, you're going to wake up and you're going to have one or two or three things that you need to do no matter what that day to move that weekly goal forward, so that by the end of the week, that goal is complete. And then finally, the final tip that I want to give you is a bonus tip. I want you to develop something that's called atomic habits. And we'll probably talk about atomic habits in another episode. This is a very popular book right now by James Clear. Atomic habits are the idea that I want you to change your very small habitual behaviors so that you develop habits that support the completion of your goals. And without going into a lot of detail, one simple habit, one simple atomic habit that you might develop is the nightly analysis or the nightly preparation to decide what it is that you need to complete tomorrow so that you can get your weekly goal done this week, so that you can get your quarterly goal done for the quarter. Every night, how do you develop that habit of sitting down with your planner or with Outlook or with Google Calendar and deciding what it is that you need to do tomorrow so that you can achieve this annual goal? See, I think that is the big disconnect, right? The big disconnect is we're really pretty good at setting these annual goals, and we're often not so good at deciding exactly what we need to be doing right now in this moment, or in the moment tomorrow, the exact task that we need to be doing, the tiny little task that advances this ginormous goal that we set back in January. And so we lose focus. Atomic habits will help you deliver this kind of result. And the way you'll do it is with something in the book called habit stacking. You will develop supporting habits that will get you to the place where every night without fail, you're listing the things you want to get done tomorrow so that you can achieve this annual goal by December. So that's my recommendation to you. That's how I want you to get it done. I want to summarize, I want you to reconnect with your vision. Make sure you know which direction the ship is heading. Then I want you to imagine up to three outcomes that you would like to be able to celebrate at the end of the year, at the end of 2020. We're going to call those big goals, but they're not going to be like the goals that we used to have, because in the third step, we're going to break each goal down into four clear steps that you can execute during the year, that if those four clear steps are executed, that goal will be achieved. And then we're going to break down each one of those steps into 12 weekly goals. We're going to commit every day to advancing that weekly goal and achieving that goal for that week. And we are going to support all of that by building atomic habits that put us in position to win that tiny little battle every day. Because if we win the tiny battle every day on the tasks that we need to do in order to make it through the year, then we will win the war that we wage against these goals every year. Because when we have this conversation again next year, I want you to be able to say, yep, I did what Mark said, and I achieved three amazing major goals in 2020, and my life is forever changed. Until next week, I hope you have an amazing 2020. Ciao.
You can do it right when it's late at night.
You've been listening to the Late Night Internet Marketing Podcast.
Be sure to visit LNIMpodcast.com today to leave feedback for Mark. Download special bonus content, access the show notes, and more. See you there.
Until then, go and make some great progress on your internet business, one night at a time.
One night at a time.
Okay, so it absolutely kills me, but I got so frustrated. I have been having this problem with my MacBook Pro keyboard. Yes, the keyboard. I got one of the original MacBook Pros back in 2016. It was the new keyboard. I have a late 2016 model, and I went and I bought that when it came out and I loved it. It was the first Touch Bar Mac. I love my MacBook Pro. I don't hate the keyboard like so many people that you hear about, but keyboard reliability is known to be an issue with these Macs. And my keyboard started having one of the classic problems, which is you hit a key and you get two key presses. So I might be typing THAT and the word that, and I might get four or five T's in that word. So that's not acceptable. So I kept kind of working around it. Spell check helps a lot, of course, because it eliminates the double T. But finally, it got so bad, I had to call Apple. And of course, I buy AppleCare on all my MacBook Pros, but this is a late 2016 model. It's 2020. So that has expired long ago. And so I had to send it in. But the repair estimate, the keyboard is still covered, but there's another problem with the MacBook Pro, which I personally consider a design weakness, which is the Thunderbolt ports are loose due to wear, just due to use. They're kind of shaky. You can kind of move them back and forth. When you put a USB-C cable in my MacBook Pro, you can wiggle it a little bit. And that is super annoying because if you've got some high-speed peripherals attached to your MacBook Pro, then they will disconnect. And I have a ton of stuff. I have my setup at home. I have a CalDigit Thunderbolt 3 hub, which is a really nice Thunderbolt 3 hub. And then I have a Sonnet Breakaway graphics eGPU puck that I use for when I'm rendering video. I have three cameras connected by USB. I have my Rodecaster Pro connected, which I'm talking on now. I have a second monitor connected and a couple of drives. So I've got all this junk connected to my MacBook Pro through this one Thunderbolt cable. So the fact that it's a little jiggly was getting really annoying because I'd be in the middle of doing something and I'd bump the cable and the drives would disconnect or something like that. It's completely unacceptable. So I sent it in, and the repair estimate, when you send it in, they hold on your credit card when you're out of warranty like I am. They hold the amount, the maximum amount that the repair could be, and that was $900. And I was like, oh my gosh. So I don't know if it's going to be $0 or $900, but that sounded like a lot to me. On top of that, I'm having to send my MacBook Pro in. And so now I'm MacBook Pro-less. And yeah, we've got some iMacs around the house and I have a Mac Mini that I use as a server, but that I can work on. But I need my MacBook Pro. I was just like, oh my gosh. So I broke down. I went to the Apple store and I bought a new 16-inch one, which I really wanted anyway. And I justified it because maybe it's going to cost me $900 to fix the other one, which I'm not going to do. Or I can trade it into Apple for $900. So that covers at least a third of the cost of the MacBook Pro that I bought and the faster video rendering and everything that it'll give me. I just made some completely bogus argument to myself that I deserved the MacBook Pro and that it would pay for itself. I'm not sure that's true. I really just wanted it. So I went and got it. So now I'm looking at a brand new MacBook Pro and I don't like to just copy the old cruft and configuration from the old MacBook onto the new one. Whenever I get one, I like to build them up from scratch so that I don't accidentally bring over any corrupted files or bad settings or other things that have been affecting the stability or performance of the machine. So I've been madly reinstalling software, finding old licenses and all that kind of stuff, and doing that over the Christmas break. So I'm up and running. This show that you're hearing was edited on the new MacBook Pro, and I have to say, it's pretty awesome. I love the 16-inch screen. I love the new keyboard. They improved the keyboard. It's less thin, so the keyboard travel is increased. The keyboards are more like the old keyboard, kind of like halfway in between the very old Mac Pro keyboard and the most recent, the 2016 MacBook Pro that I had. So it's a nice compromise. Very excited about that. And best of all, the USB-C Thunderbolt ports are rock solid, airtight, no jiggle jiggle. So I am very happy. So that's what I've been doing. Hope you guys are having an amazing holiday. Talk to you soon.
Late night internet marketing.
Hey, it's Mark again. I wanted to tell you one more time about this absolutely free resource that I have for helping people who are trying to get the big picture for internet marketing, actually get started and understand what all their choices are. If that's not you, there's no more content. You can skip to the end. But if you're someone who came to this podcast because you're searching for how to get started online and you just can't cut through all the noise, I get it. That was me. In 2007, when I was trying to get started, there were so many people throwing offers at me that I really couldn't even understand what all the different business models were. I couldn't understand how money moved around on the internet, and I couldn't really get a grip on what direction I wanted to go in so I could figure out how to move forward. I've created a free video resource for you just for that purpose at latenightim.com/explain. In several short videos, I just explained to you what internet marketing is all about and what online business is all about and the different options that you have for starting an online business. There's nothing to buy there. You just sign up for access and you get the videos just like that. So if that's interesting to you, or if you know someone who's in a same situation, send them that link, latenightim.com/explain. And let me know what you think. I'd love to hear what people are thinking that are in the exact same position that I was in more than a decade ago in 2007. In some ways, it seems like yesterday. And in some ways, it seems like an entire lifetime ago. Again, that's latenightim.com/explain.
Late night internet marketing.